We're live, bro.
Fuck it.
It's all right.
Fun fact. I lost my train of thought here. But there's the
choo-choo.
The saying, that's going to leave a mark. I should have waited and not told you guys where it was from. But let's see if in the chat. Let's do it this way. In the chat, the saying, that's going to leave a mark. What movie did that originate from?
The routers at Google just lit up like a Christmas.
Yeah. Everybody's on their fucking phone.
Don't Google it. You don't win anything either.
So I just popped the chat open, and the first thing I read is Nick Brammer saying that I'm fucking amazing in bed.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen you in bed, Nick Brammer.
Yeah, you know that. He's pretty amazing sleeping.
Chris disagrees. He's had better.
Let's just say. Is anybody even watching this?
No, nobody's even.
There is that ad. Maybe we get that little pop-up ad in the beginning. So give them couple seconds. So maybe you want to do it again, Jess? You want to say again?
Yeah. In case you missed it, I wanted to see if anybody in the chat knows where the saying "that's going to leave a mark." What movie that originated from? You don't have to adjust my level, dude. I could just put this in my face.
No, I'm just adjusting level.
Nobody's answering. Well, fuck you guys then. Episode 24. You're right.
Yeah, not this.
Chris Carnes is watching in Braille.
Where it started.
Here we go. 75, 14, 22.
So, yeah, exactly. So you hear that saying everywhere. I just learned this the other day and actually thought it was interesting. But, you always hear people, oh, that's going to leave a mark. It actually started in... Deluxe, dude. I'm going to kick you in the fucking face. It started with that from that movie Spaceballs. So close to Star Wars weekend, I thought I'd throw that out there.
A little bit of trivia there.
A little bit of, yeah, but you guys are terrible. Man, I had a Kronos. I was going to give somebody a Kronos for free.
You wouldn't do that.
But you missed out.
That's going to leave a mark.
That is going to leave a mark on someone's soul.
Speaking of marks on souls, what's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 124, the Realm of Collectors podcast. Pull up a chair at the cool table, a group of like-minded shows, podcasts, and whatever else we do on the internet. Featuring Enter the Realm, this show, Shattercast Uncut, Nerd Rage Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Figa Bangin', Beer and Bolters 40K, 8 weeks... which maybe 16 weeks. Stasis Lock, Toy Detox. Make sure you check out our new Lego podcast that's available on iTunes and YouTube, building up to it. We have music available right now. Cobra Law Records, Nathan Haskell has his Of Cabbages and Kings available. You can send your What's in the Fucking Box and Shelf Life videos to
EntertheRealmcast@gmail.com.
I'm just glad you remembered it this week.
I don't know what the fuck was going on last week. I was so spaced out. And
I don't think you were drunk enough.
No, I think that's what it was. I wasn't drinking yet. So.
Yeah, that's what it was. You can find the Realm on Facebook, Realm of Collectors. Instagram is at Realm of Collectors, and our website is realmofcollectors.com. Make sure you check out our blog while you are there. We have new content going up in there a couple times a week. And if you're listening on an audio format, give us a 5-star rating, because that's what all the cool kids are doing. My name is Chris Pinkerton, if you're nasty. Joining me tonight is an amended Jackal Squad. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, this man is the 4th fastest ice skater in the state of Delaware. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Wrinkalizer, Ryan Rink. So here's a funny story, and I probably should have just opened with this. So Charlie, my little guy, is 4. He cannot say Brian. He calls him Mr. Ryan. So I decided his name is going to be Ryan Rink, and he's the Wrinkalizer, and he's the 4th fastest speed skater in all of Delaware.
Oh, I thought maybe there was something we didn't know about him.
No, there's not.
I mean, you got a little something out of him this weekend,
No. Well, nothing to do about ice skating.
He came to fame by raising controversy, having the first doubles team consisting of 2 men in the rink.
I think there's an entire movie about that. We're going to skate for 1 song and 1 song only.
Oh, is that what they? Yeah, what is that movie called?
Blazing something.
Blades of Steel. That's what it is.
I was going to say Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. I think it may be Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory?
I think it may be.
It's got to be Glory.
Yeah,
Blades of Steel. Bon Jovi did Sound Tech.
John Heater, who's Napoleon Dynamite and Will Ferrell. What is the name? It is Blades of Glory. Okay. Not Blaze.
Blades.
Brian, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. I caught a cold. So that sucks. I could barely sniff my fans toys when they got delivered.
That's unfortunate.
Dude, yeah. You wrecked your sniffer.
Yeah, I know. But other than that, I'm doing great because 3 days until the big show. I'm excited.
Big show. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Those are you traveling all the way down to Maryland for that?
Far, far away. Yes, I am.
Extended cut of Justice League.
When are you just going to move there, Brink?
I don't know. I just spent a week cleaning out my soon-to-be collection room, and I'm going to get that all set up and then move. That just sounds...
I mean, you spent a week cleaning it out in order to prepare it to move. You could make that argument.
I guess.
Might as well just do it.
Let me talk to my boss tomorrow. We'll see.
See if he'll let you work remotely. Speaking of remote, the man with the worst memory in the realm of collectors just won.
Dude, you have no idea. You're going to learn about that memory in 2 weeks. When you listen to an episode of Fresh Communications, where I forget my way through a hip-hop trivia.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Disappointing. Disappointing.
It was disappointing. I mean, I don't know. I did better than I thought I would, so.
Yeah. Up next is the man who won his own wing challenge, Dust Mites.
Yo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm. Real quick, I just want to shout out to everybody that subscribes to the YouTube channel. We just hit 801, 801 subs.
And we hit 2,000 in the Facebook group.
Oh. Nice. 801, that's the same time this show starts every night.
Ooh.
Monday night, I should say.
So thank you there when you call subscribing. And if you're listening to us on audio, just slide over to YouTube and just give us a sub anyway.
Give us that click, click, clicky. Next is the man who hosts the only show on Saturday night. Victory Saber 77. What's up, man?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Cool.
Living large.
Marge sent you.
That was so much fun. Let's go around the horn one more time in a little segment I like to call What'd You Get? Brian, tell us how you spent your disposable income this week.
All right, I got some Transformers in. Finally, it's been a minute. So I got MMC Cosmos, who's pretty awesome. And I transformed him. He was a good time. And then I got Coot, finally, which I have not transformed yet. I'm not sure if I will for a little while. But I have to say, I may have to amend my answers for figure of the year, you know, in the group, because this guy is pretty fucking awesome, man. And then just when I thought it couldn't get any better, Apache showed up today. So
look at you.
Yeah, man.
How did you decide on the MMC Cosmos?
Oh, well, I was waiting for the X Transbots one. So I do my shopping through a particular online retailer, and to get free shipping, I got to, you know, buy a couple things. And I was waiting for something to come in stock at his place before I pulled the trigger on X Transbots Cosmos. And it turns out that the very next day, the MMC announced this guy. So then I didn't have to settle for Transmots, which is great because that's usually who I settle with. So basically.
And Toy World wasn't an option at all for you.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because you didn't like the figure, you got a grievance with Toy World.
No, no grievances with Toy World, but it didn't have that mature aesthetic, I guess, that I'm used to.
Mature. Yeah. I like my toys to be mature.
Like the 58-year-old woman.
Spaceship was all goofy looking, crap like that.
See, 58-year-old. Shout out to Granny Porn.
I think it's the best one. I think the Toy World one's the best one.
Oh, the way.
Yeah. And then the X Transpots one, dude, I've messed with it. We did a figure banging episode on it. The thing's great, but it's X Transpots, so that's why I didn't go with it. So.
No.
Just a big that box.
Doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
And I thought there was something I was supposed to ask you. I thought we said, oh, we just asked this question when Brink does his thing, but now I don't remember what it was.
I just happened to notice that my QC sticker patching was 33.
That's what it was. Yeah. What is it on your cup?
It's 31.
Why do you even keep those things on there?
I don't know. I
keep them on mine, too. It's
dude,
like,
listen, knock it off.
Me, too. I keep it on mine,
That's
too.
That's equally as bad as all these fucking people out there that keep the stupid sticker. Take that shit off on your hat. Take it off.
Yo, man, what
sticker
if
on your hat, sticker off your fucking pants.
What if I have to resell? I got to drop it 10% because it doesn't have an inspected
that's
sticker.
That's right.
Like, no, you don't.
That's like verifying that it's not a knockoff.
That's how it is in the cafe, man. These motherfuckers are gangsters in there, man. You got to keep that shit straight.
Is that how you verify it's not a knockoff? I'm just going to buy knockoffs and take those stickers off my fans toys and put them on knockoffs.
Bad enough it doesn't have the box, but it doesn't have the inspection sticker either.
Besides,
is it still inspected by number 32?
It better not be inspected by 33 because he's not a good guy.
I was going to buy a super duper Omega Supreme, but he took this sticker off, and now I can't verify his authenticity.
Oh my god.
That is fucking real right there.
Dude, just what if in the future, like QC guy or girl or kid or whatever becomes famous? QC33 becomes famous on TFW. So I'm like, dude, I got your figure.
QC33.
Tell them what you used to do for a living. I was QC number 33 for fans toys.
Like, dude, my 33s rock, yo.
You know, this is what we need to do. We need the kid to keep the Asian kid Matt voice alive. He is QC33.
Yo, I bet, you know, QC number 33 in the house, just inspecting them fan toys figures. If you notice the bugs, you know, they got inspected by fans toy 32. That's why they're not so good, you know.
That's it. Asian Kid Matt is now QC33.
Dude, I'm only gonna now
every time an R&B group from 98.
Every time if they announce a fans toys figure, I'm like, who inspected this? 31, not buying it.
That would be great.
who inspected it?
You start returning stuff to your retailer. Like, sorry, I'm only a 33 guy.
Can you? Yeah, I'm going to order when I specifically order stuff. Can you just open the box and ensure it was inspected by number 37?
That's going to be the shit now on. Somebody's posted a figure. Is it inspected by QC33? Question mark. 10% more. It's 10% more now because of 33.
Dude, get that sticker out of there.
I keep them on. I don't know why, but I keep them on.
I'm going to start saving them all, and I'm going to make a little flip book of all the stickers. I'm going to write a little a biography. Dude, never mind. It's a Rock Pack idea. Wow. Little biographies on what each the behind the scenes on every QC checker.
That could be possibly the best thing we've ever done. All right, bro.
QC number 3. Employee 32 spends his time outside of the factory on grassy knolls.
Long walks on the park.
The fans toys documentary.
We
take a look tonight in the life of QC Inspector 32.
Coming up next, Inspector 31 and Inspector 33 are the same person.
It's like a reality show. Like, tempers flare up in the fans toys factory.
You find out that's a conspiracy. It's one guy putting on all the stickers.
And it's not a guy. It's like the guy's son.
It's a machine that does it.
Nobody's actually inspecting these toys. They're just putting the stickers on.
QC Agent 32 steals 33 screwdriver.
Dude, what if you find out that those stickers are like, they cost like $6? And they're fucking driving up the price of these figures.
Why would they cost $6?
Like, that's why, like, dude, listen, you can get one. It's $85.99. It's officially inspected. It's like certified pre-owned. It's got a sticker on it. Or you could save yourself $6 and just take that sticker off. I'll be like, ooh, I'm a gambling man by nature, so I'm gonna roll the dice and just fucking send it to me without the sticker.
If it says QC 33 and you gotta rub it. Yeah, like the old school rub signs, yeah, and it tells you actually really who did it.
Hey, you rub it, picture you rub underneath. It's a pic. Yeah, it's a picture. It's a picture.
Dude, somebody get on the horn with Fans Toys and have them do a biography. I want a little card with each figure on who inspected it.
That's awesome.
Fucking, with some shitty American name like Bill, but it's just some fucking Chinese dude.
Yeah, Elvis.
There was a Chinese restaurant around my place, and it was like a big place. Look, a Shaolin Temple, man. They really went all out. Koi fucking pond and everything. You go in there, you sit down, and it's like a sit-down restaurant. And the waitress and the waiters and waitresses are with Joe, Mary, Bob.
Yeah. Jill. Dude, but where's like inspector number one? What's that guy checking? Because it's always like 31, 32, or 33, right?
I don't think I've ever seen someone have double single digits.
Mine are always.
What if they retire the numbers? They just have like jerseys up in their fucking factory.
The stickers.
This is a great topic for the fucking the Facebook group. We could put it in there, you know.
My God.
Shout out your inspector numbers. I want to see if someone actually has a single digit inspector.
Inspector number 28,
dude, was
arrested for violating the two child law, and he is no longer allowed to certify the toys.
He was trying to figure out how to get the 0.5.
PC 34 retired because he quit smoking.
Yes.
Right, yeah, they're like, listen,
I was going to say that he was fired because he refused to smoke cigarettes while he inspected.
Well, that went completely off the rails. Brian, I'm sorry. Are you done with your segment?
Yeah, but you know what? That was gold.
That was good.
Yeah, man, I'm done.
All right, Jisk, you're up.
Yo, what did I get? I got MP Grapple.
Grapple.
I got MP Sideswipe. That's now the third Sideswipe that I've owned.
Shout out to the Pinkerton Approach.
Shout out to it. And then I've got X-Transbots Cosmos. And it's okay. Shout out to Extra Zero, man. He hooked me up, and it got here on a Sunday. Believe it or not, they delivered it.
Wow.
We have this thing right now since it's Christmas time. Like, we're not supposed to buy anything, you know? We're on only Christmas shopping.
So the
doorbell rang. Well, we're like, you know, me essentially is what it is. But I, the doorbell rang. I was like, who is that? I was like, I don't know. Neighborhood kids playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Chicken
fingers. Sounds like
Sunday. Jehovah's Witness.
Does that wrap you up?
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Dust. Well, let's see. I got a whole lot of nada.
Nice.
Got a Christmas tree this week.
There you go.
Well, that's something.
That's about it.
All right.
That's it. No toys. No toys.
You didn't get anything else worth mentioning?
Me?
No, nothing.
What? Is there something that I forgot?
No. No, nothing.
Was there something I should have picked up in my P.O. box?
No. No, okay. I don't think so. Okay.
You guys got to let me know. If somebody says something to my P.O. box, you got to hit me up. Let me know. No surprise.
I'll let you know. I try to keep you informed. Right, Jane, it brings us to you, my good sir. What'd you get?
I got the Unite Warriors Computron. I got two of the Sinister Six Marvel Legends 3¾-inch sets. I got a Mafex Suicide Squad Harley Quinn. I got the WWE Elite Hall of Fame Diesel.
Diesel.
Nash. And that's about it. Big Daddy Cool.
Shout out to Kevin Nash. He just had a full knee replacement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Dang.
The whole knee, but nothing but the knee?
Yeah, I mean, the scar is from damn near his crotch to his chin, so.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm assuming he's already retired.
Yeah. Somewhat. I think he'll probably, he still wrestles, you know, when he can. He's had a lot of surgeries in the past year. I think he just had a major shoulder surgery too.
Why would you want to go back after that?
Because they pay you a lot of money.
Yeah, you need the cash. He's a grab, man. He's a grab.
Yeah, people will come see him.
Yep.
You know, his seven moves.
In Saltwater, Florida.
That's right.
Performing tonight. coming to the ring tonight. Yeah. Is.
I'll tell you a funny story. My brother-in-law wrestled semi-famously, and most people, he wrestled in the deathmatch circuit, but that did intertwine sometimes with normal wrestlers, and he actually wrestled for the Insane Clown Posse. They have a wrestling promotion called Juggalo Champion Shit Wrestling. You heard me right. And he was one of, he was a tag champ for them, but they work in the show at one of those gatherings they do, and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were there. So thought that was pretty funny. He got to meet them at a gathering of the Juggalo.
They got Jedi Mindset
said, Kevin Nash money.
Jedi Mindset said Kevin Nash tore his ACL tweeting today.
It happens.
Dude, I tell you, he's just, yeah, there's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So,
shout to the Wolfpack.
And the Heat said, where is Dan? And my answer to that is the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Dan is on hiatus.
Dan's been on hiatus.
Dan's on Christmas break.
He's on his Christmas break. Dan tours the world on a bicycle. We're not sure how he gets across.
You know, I mean, it's interesting. Dan is, you know, he's small in stature. He disappears during the Christmas holiday. Starting to think he's an elf.
Dude, wouldn't that be funny? He does work for a delivery. Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Frosted Flakes. Lean in here and say what's up, Frosted Flakes.
What's up, Frosted Flakes?
Shout out, hey, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes, real fast.
Hang on, they got a question for you. Hang on.
I just have a question.
Oh, does he need to put on the headset? Or do you want me to relay it?
No, just ask him. How do I get faster at Mario Kart?
Just wants to know how he gets faster at Mario Kart.
How is he so damn fast?
You got to lean in and tell him.
Play on 200.
There you go. Play on 200, and then on
why does that make me faster than when I'm playing on anything else?
Because you just get your reflexes up.
Hey, Jisk, let me tell. I beat Frosted. Yeah. I beat Frosted Flakes once.
This week. Brink said he beat you once. Ryan Rink.
He said it once.
The fourth fastest skater on the way.
So and the fastest Mario Kart player.
I'll segue my own segment here. I got a couple things. I got the Mezco 112 Collective Red Skull.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, there it is. And I got a shit ton of Simpsons stuff from Paul C that only took a month to get here.
It finally got there.
Finally showed up.
Dude, hold on a minute.
I probably
deserve something.
So what was the deal with that? Did you ever get the fucking skinny on why it took so long?
I shipped it Pace Yourself. And it left the post office where he shipped it, and it went to like regional wherever, and outside of Chicago. And it sat there for like 2 weeks. So I called the 800 number, which is not a lot of fun to try to get a hold of a real person, but I finally did. Then I had somebody from my local post office call me, and then like the next week it moved. It moved to Pittsburgh, and it moved to Baltimore. And then
Jerry, it moved. It moved, Jerry, it moved.
So I think, poking the bear, so to speak, got it to move. But the lady at my local post office, I called me, she's like, look, that goes out after the first class mail. That's how parcel selects.
So. Yeah, I know that's how it is, and with the holiday, it kind of slows down. Yeah. But bro, that was 2 weeks ago. It was November.
No, it was. It took almost 3 full weeks to get here. So dude, I think
that's crazy.
But you know what? My fear was that it was like in pieces spread across some distribution center somewhere. But dude, that box was mint. Paul did a great job packing it to start with, but it was just, all four square corners. It wasn't any crash box nonsense to be found. Very, very nice packaging. So I got, I don't even know how much stuff I got. It was a good bit. It was $200 worth at, $5, $10 a figure. So.
And these were things that he found on his way?
He found a kind of.
Did he have shit in his own collection that he sold?
No. He had a little honey hole over there in Chicago, and he asked, if my list I had uploaded was up to speed, and it was at the time. So he took the list and, sent me pictures. I'm like, okay, everything. But I had one piece that was like way overpriced. So I got everything. And I think he said he got it for like 180.
So are you still like, would you say you're halfway done with the Simpson shit or not even close to that?
I'm 64 pieces from being complete.
Out of how many?
hang on.
Now, at 64, it could be individual figures or playsets.
It's figures or playsets, but in 90% of the time, if a figure is in a playset, it is only available in a playset. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like Patty and Selma, I don't remember which is which. One of them's only available with a DMV playset. She's never...
Marge, please. Marge.
She's never anywhere else.
Marge, yeah. Please.
I don't have the number from you. Man, I have a shit ton of them.
Dude, you're going in fucking deep with this.
Man. I was going to figure out the percentage.
You have to do something killer with this display.
Man. Well, so far they're just on a shelf. I mean, it's impressive just to see them all, you know, hanging out there. Let me see,
very long shelves.
Yeah, they're the longest LAC shelves that
Oh, easy.
LAC.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
In the mocha color, just to be honest.
Mocha color.
Yeah. Let me see if this list
is. BZ Fresh in the chat says, send me that list.
Yeah, I've got to get it to you, man. I need to update the one. So I don't even know if this is. It looks like 168, but that may not be right.
So let's see. You said 168 and you have 64 left?
No. That's not right. Oh. Hang on a minute. I'd have to go through and count them.
All right, well, don't worry about it. I just want to figure out the.
Yeah.
If it is 168, you're 62% done.
Yeah, I'm over halfway there. The crazy thing about it is there's stuff that, like the checklist I had found online, like there's a Bongo Comics 3-pack that I hadn't. It's not in any checklist I've ever seen. That
means it was like a. Like a special release, yeah, or some shit.
I guess, but it's a Playmates, you know, Simpsons thing. I have Derek hits me up every once in a while and finds stuff for me out in Missouri, and he's finding a lot of the NECA celebrity ones, but I'm not going into those line mainly because they're like $14-$15 a piece, and it's all celebrity characters that, you know, might have been on the show once, not obscure background characters that were only on the show once. But yeah, I got all those in. You know, Paul, Paul went above and beyond. He individually bagged everything, took them off the package because I told him that'd be the easiest thing to do. You put them in a Ziploc with the accessories and like the front of the bubble that had what it was. Then he took all the cards and packed them in a bag. Just, you killed it, Paul. Dang. And the playsets really are, you know, they're kind of cubes anyway. So I said there's really no reason to bother opening the boxes on those. So.
Let me ask you a Simpsons question.
Uh-huh.
Who is your favorite obscure Simpsons character?
Dr. Marvin Monroe.
You were quick on that. You hit, like, you knew I was going to ask it.
Do you know who Dr. Marvin Monroe is?
No idea.
The very first episode of The Simpsons, they go to family therapy, and he's the doctor at the family therapy.
Do they make a toy of that?
They do, and I have it, and he comes with two accessories. It comes with a family therapy bat and a clipboard, which is, by the way, the most commonly used accessory in the Simpsons World of Springfield line. And it's got a picture that Bart drew of Homer on it. So
nice.
Which would later become Angry Dad, which was a later made into a movie in the show. So kind of a running gag. And then to finish it off, I got in today a Takara Masterpiece
Katara
Rodimus Prime.
An MP09? Oh, nice.
I got an MP09.
Did you get in the knees for it?
I didn't. He doesn't appear to need them.
Yeah, just don't touch him.
I mean, I posed it. It's not. I mean, I had the Hasbro, but the colors just pop so much more on that one.
Is that that's not what's in your case, though. That's the Hasbro one's in your case, right?
No,
the
Hasbro one's gone.
Oh, you got rid of it? That is the Takara one?
This is Takara back there.
Yeah. Katara.
It's got the black legs.
Yeah, I just realized now when I was looking.
And that's mainly what, you know, I wanted it for the black legs, and this, the colors are so much more vibrant on that than they were on the Hasbro.
What'd you do with the trailer?
Chris got that Takara money.
It's carefully stored in the box. in the workroom here. So
nice.
Gotta do something with my boxes, but that's another subject for another day. All right. So we have some news to get into.
We got news? Really?
You guys ready for the news?
The news, man. Let's keep talking about inspectors and
it's like not that. A lot of news. But we will get into it right now. Can you guys see the KO?
Yep.
Realm of Collectors logo here.
Realm.
Okay.
Shout out to OKKO. All right. So I don't remember where we start here, but here we go. Oh, we're going to start with some promos for some Rock merchandise. Rock shot glasses are available on our website. They're 2 for $13. Shipped into these United States at RomaCollectors.com. We have a...
Tis the season. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. We do have a diminishing quantity of the Friends and Family tea. They're $30 shipped in the U.S. And we do have the hats. You can ignore the 12 because we already shipped the hoodies. So it's $12 for the hats. And if you want, I can throw in some red sequins. Just saying. I think we only have one of the Velcro back caps left, and there may only be like 5 or 6 of the Tokes toboggans.
Oh, really? Things. Wow.
Yeah.
So, nice.
So we've gone through those. So get your orders in, and those will ship normally the same day, if not the next business day. So, all right, going to start with the NECA quarter scale turtles. Baby turtles. They're coming out.
Dude, all their necks just elderly nut sacks. It's terrible.
You seem to know a lot about that.
I mean, I've seen my fair share of balls. That's a story for another time.
Look at that throwback bag of chips, man.
Yeah.
Old school Fritos, man. Shout out to Fritos. I always hated Fritos. I was never a Fritos guy. You guys were Fritos guy, corn chips. Anybody?
Dude, I'll eat the fuck out of some chili cheese Fritos.
Fritos, really?
I
always hated Fritos, man.
Some chili cheese Fritos, dude. It's where it's at.
Dust, what's your go-to potato chip?
My go-to lately, lightly salted. I'm getting old.
That's a good question. I think we should go down the.
I'm a huge salt and vinegar fan.
Yikes.
And number two on the bat is hers makes this horseradish cheddar chip. That's fucking killer.
That's the kettle kind, right?
Yeah, the one that I passed around the room and nobody said they liked it.
They were good.
Yeah, they were banging.
Brian, what's your favorite?
I'll have to go with Sun Chips, the garden salsa variety.
Oh, come on. Weight loss challenge shit? That's what you're on right now?
That's doing it for me right now.
Uh-huh.
Actually, they're not healthy at all.
Before you did the weight loss challenge, what were you rocking?
Cool Ranch Doritos.
All right, there you
go. Sun Chips to me just taste like the butteriest chip for some reason. I just feel like I just taste butter every time I eat them.
It's like butter. Is it drawn butter?
No. Sketched.
What about you, Jisk?
Oh, it's gonna be the Cape Cod jalapeno, the kettle jalapeno chips.
Mm. That's okay.
Cape Cod. Jame, do you have a favorite chip?
Probably the Lay's kettle cooked cracked pepper.
Oh,
those are pretty good too.
I like those.
What about you, Chris?
Well, I'm a simple man. Probably wavy Lay's, just plain wavy Lay's is one of my favorites. But I do like any kettle cooked chip is normally something.
Yeah, something like I agree.
Kettles are good, man.
Yeah,
fucks up the roof of your mouth, but
it does.
Kettle corn. Anything cooked in a kettle is generally pretty good.
It's like eating a bowl of Captain
Kettle. Crunch. Kettle one.
You know what they cook in a kettle in Alabama?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so that was Chipping It, the new ROC sub show.
Yes, we're doing it every podcast. Yeah, it's a potato chip podcast.
What we'll be doing is eating chips live on the air, and it'll sound horrible. Just make sure everybody knows. Let's do the crunch test. Give this one an 8 out of 10. So, all right, moving on. We got more pictures of these turtles. So these are quarter scale. I don't know how big they are. There's no indication of the size.
Does anybody need this though? Like, is this something? Is anybody getting this?
I could see like if you have the quarter scale turtles, put in a little display beside them.
This though,
do we need any of this stuff?
Jame, are you in for these?
If I see them at Toys R Us, it'll be bought. But I'm not going to go out of my way. No,
Jame, do you have the four quarter scale NECAs?
The movie, yeah, I got the movie ones.
Yeah. Okay, I love that the canister is sold separately.
Yeah, it's,
I mean the fact that they sell it is cool.
Yeah, so you know, That's pretty funny with the pizza.
You know you're going to have to fold that box yourself.
Delivered in 30 minutes.
And fold it yourself.
Remember those days when Domino's was delivered in 30 minutes or less?
When you had to avoid the Noid.
The Noid. That shit. So it comes with a nunchuck spinning finger for your Michelangelo figure. Look at that. Look at that balance.
Does anybody else think that it should have had, like, it should have looked like it was spinning? You know, they could have made it like a...
Right, yeah. I don't know, maybe it does spin, because if you look at the way it's posed here versus here.
Well, his hand's twisted, though, no? Oh, no, I guess not.
No, yeah, it's the same.
It does spin.
That'd be cool.
That's cool if it spins.
Walk by and thump it.
So. That's a great fucking shot, though, of him in the sewer like that.
Yeah, waiting.
Yeah, that's
all the garbage. Yeah. Totally random here, but Stan Lee visited Secret Base in...
Hot Toys.
In Hong Kong, the headquarters, so to speak, for Hot Toys.
Hot Toys.
Some cool pictures. Stan Lee survived the flight.
Yeah. Here he is with the Hulkbuster.
They put him in a tube. Yo, that finally came out this week, man. I saw a couple of people on Instagram got that.
It's nice.
That shit is incredible.
How much is that thing?
$850, I think.
Yeah, it was almost $1,000. You could put the Iron Man Hot Toys in there, right?
It comes with part of an iron. I could probably answer this better. I don't.
What do you mind at work collects this shit? And he said, "Yeah, you could put the Iron Man in there."
It comes with like a torso for one. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but
Paul said that's actually Hot Toys Stan Lee.
Yeah,
actually, we'll it's the largest scale.
We'll get there in a minute here.
1-1 scale.
You know, here, obviously, they've got him in the mechanics get up here, and Tony's putting armor on him. So here he is with, I think this guy's name is JC Hong. He's one of the main
Hong Toys.
Yeah, and there he is. Look how long that dude's leg.
Yo, look at those look at those walkers, man. He's
what are those?
So with the Frankenstein feet,
motherfuckers make fun of my fucking sneakers.
Damn, Stan
Monarchs. That is Monarchs times 12 right there.
There actually is a Stan Lee figure, by the way, if you didn't know that. So he signs a couple.
Oh, yeah. Stan Lee's a lefty. Just
moving into what happens. What's going to happen? Brink, he's not left-handed. That's just the only hand that works anymore.
Guys, honestly, what happens when he goes, man? It's going to be fucking tough.
For a week. I've been told he's already pre-filmed a lot of scenes for, you know, cameos and stuff where they can just kind of stick them in.
Let's just film them.
Yeah. All right. So we got the Hot Toys Luke Skywalker, The Last Jedi black suit version. This is the deluxe version that comes with a porg.
I like it comes with a bib for when he's eating porg.
Yeah.
He doesn't get on his shirt.
Comes with a backpack and all sorts of other goodies. So the only available in deluxe version is the orange colored detailed backpack.
I do think this looks good though.
It does. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think to an extent they can get away if it's this unfinished kind of James detailing here.
I'm just waiting to see where the rest of the fellowship is.
When it's this unfinished tailoring here, they can get away with it a little bit better than if it's a lot of heavy stitching. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
I hear a lot of Irish windpipe music playing right now.
Ooh-wee. They did film
that one.
This is in Ireland.
That's him going,
come at me, bro.
That was said about 22 times on the internet.
So. Was it really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't fucking follow.
That's the stopper.
That's an awesome
Lebowski. He man,
that shit looks real good.
I'm the dude, man. Yeah, especially, you know, without molded hair. I mean, it looks
my carpet, man.
Looks amazing.
Never mind.
So what's the difference between I know the deluxe version comes with the backpack, but what's the difference in price?
Matthew Baldwin.
That's a good answer.
I don't know. I haven't seen pricing. I can imagine it's it could be $60. I don't know. But here's all a. Right,
so do you think that orange backpack's made out of his old
flight suit? I love this picture, man.
You think it's made out of what?
His old flight suit?
I'd possibly get it. That would make a lot of sense.
Dude, that'd be dope if it that was
Oregon open wings gesture. That is,
I love this picture, man. Look at that fucking dude. Like, what? Afrak made me laugh earlier.
Yeah. All right. So,
speaking of Afrak.
Yeah. So here's Ben Affleck in the Justice League Batman Hot Toys suit here.
Yeah, I like that look, man.
This was him before the holidays. You can see his clothes don't fit him.
Yeah, I think the neck is too thin on this. It comes with a unmasked head sculpt.
That's weird because he looks young and old at the same time.
Yeah. We talked about this on Plastic Fanatics. He's got dust mites hair right there.
He does. He's got a nice head of hair.
He definitely has some dust.
Comes with a couple different face expressions, and I'm just right here, man. It just seems so. Seems so thin.
Why does he have a laser?
I don't think it looks that bad. Like, I don't think it looks that bad.
No, I don't think it looks that bad.
Right, Dave? Why does he have a laser gun?
Yeah, I know. Why the hell? I think the neck does look kind of bad just because think about it's a cowl coming over your neck. So it should be
so much thicker.
I mean, it kind of gives me the Christian Bale Batman vibe, which.
I was about to say, yeah. This looks like that.
That's just a different kind of look there.
That's the Bale buck inside that suit.
Go back again.
Thank you.
Not again, but go forward. There wasn't another photo between those two? That was it? No. Yeah. All right, dude. That's my mind just glitched.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
He's looking tough right there. And there he is.
Again, they made him look better in the Hot Toys figure than he does in real life.
Hey. Dreams come true.
Look at that hair.
And here he is with all the goodies.
Dust about his hair is fake.
That's I gotta awesome. Say, these stands they're using here, that's gonna be troublesome for some of us that have, you know, the DTOFs, because that's gonna be cutting it close. Much height. I mean, that's. Yeah, I'm just adding an inch almost, it looks like.
If only they made DTOFs in Hong Kong.
All of a sudden, Hot Toys is coming out with a glass case.
Hey, you know.
The new style Hot Toys.
Would you buy a Hot Toys glass case?
I can only imagine. There would be no. What would it possibly benefit?
A payment plan,
you know.
Yeah, payment plans. For
it's just
them.
Like specifically, like shout out the pre-order these fucking guys.
Yeah. So we looked at these guys last week. We didn't have any out of box images.
Bosom Buddies.
Here's what it. I can't remember the company. I've got the name here. Mini Master Series from Mr. Moon. There's a Mini Master Series of Mr. Moon. Here is your Perceptor and your Blaster.
I hate the gun on that Blaster, dude. I fucking hate
it. It looks very odd. It looks like it's made out of Brian. What are those building toys you build stuff with sometimes?
Constructs.
Yes, it looks like it's made out of constructs.
It looks like he's gonna turn around the other way and just go walk.
Oh, so they're making a Magnus?
No, I think that's the Iron Factory Magnus.
All right. So why are we what's new with these?
They're just showing. Well, we hadn't seen these outside the box yet. So.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Dust, we're grasping at straws, man. Come on. We're just
all right. I know news is light, but
yeah. This is I grabbed this because I thought it was funny that they're showing these little tapes of Laserbeak and Ratbat with Blaster. I found that very peculiar.
Those little cassettes are cool.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah, then dude. Here's the box just showing you comparison sake size wise with a Masterpiece Hot Rod box. look, it's Gabrielle.
Gabrielle looks pretty good.
It does look pretty good.
Yeah.
The wings are weird, but it looks good.
I will tell you that on the old Shocker, there is literally step by step photos of the transformation that I did not grab because you can go find that yourself from Dame Chalk on Facebook if you'd really like to see them. But we do have several pictures here.
You a pothead Shocker?
Baby man. I don't know. That's very flat.
The gun arm looks a little like the rocket looks a little weird. Like the tip of it.
It looks like a dog penis.
Penis. Dog penis. Shout out to very narrow.
So what's the deal? So how much is this one?
Who knows? I have no idea. I think it's like $240 maybe. Does that sound right, guys?
So it's going to be basically it's like $100 cheaper than $100,
yeah, I think it's around that price point.
I mean, if you paid that much for yours, sure.
Well, but I mean, the average person's paying it's like three something for the fan toys, right? $325.
Don't look that bad, guys. It really doesn't.
No.
I mean, listen, I don't think so either. I think especially for the price, like, except for that. Don't do that.
Yeah, you don't want to do the old G1 look.
It's about $280.
280.
Man, honestly, if it's 280, I think it's worth the $50 more to get the Fantasy Toys one.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I don't have this in hand, but I agree with that.
What about that O face?
Is that a waist swivel? Does the FT have a waist swivel like that?
Not like that, but it has waist swivel.
It has a waist swivel, but not like that. That actually looks okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Not too much, though. It'll look like his...
I like the pistons in the knees.
Here's the money shot right here. That's the only one that's been put up is this particular one.
Wow.
Huh. So you don't get a lot here, but...
I got to tell
you. Fansoys is taller, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Quarter of an inch.
FT kills it, man. Look at the legs, the guards on the shin guards don't come up that far. Yeah, for me, it's FT, man. I'm glad I made my purchase. But Gabrielle looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, that is the only comparison shot that I can find. And I just thought this was funny. They did, they did put out the Fat Joe image here. Lean back. Just to show it doesn't fall like that one dog kind of hooked up video, I'll say, that came out. So.
Interesting, man. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I would like to fucking have one in hand and see what's up. And wow, look at this. Van Damme's.
Yeah. If you really, you know.
Dude, they just did that specifically to say, fuck you, Fans Toys.
Yeah. I mean, I guess since the hip issue people, like one person had, you know. Yeah, that's what kills me. A lot of these people are like, Megatron's barrels rubbing down to the bare plastic. Yeah, that probably happened to one person and it, you know,
all that proportion. I mean, I'm sure this is going to be a significantly lighter.
I'm sure it will, but at the same time, look, it's probably perfectly fine. This will go great in your collection. If you didn't buy the Fans Toys and you buy this instead, more power to you. I'm sure it'll look great on your shelf.
Yeah.
You know, what a time to be alive.
Exactly, man. Exactly. We have choices.
But what do those Chinese letters spell? They spell
manga. Segueing into choices.
Yeah. It spells dog penis. That's what this says right here. Dog penis. Gabrielle means in dog. So speaking of choices, we have some images of comparison images, and I have the full swath here for Zeta, but shout out to Cheem as usual. Here's your Fans Toys 30A and your Zeta ZB03 comparison of your Masterpiece Scale Silver Bolt.
I'm not hating on any of them.
I'm not either.
I kind of think the Zeta looks a little bit better. Like, I think the chest on the Fans Toys is a little too busy. I like.
Once again, oh, what a time to be alive. I'm not mad at you.
Think about getting two fucking MP-scaled Superions?
Hey, real quick. We know it's going to take a while for Fans Toys to drop theirs. Anybody going to just get the Zeta for a placeholder?
Well, you know I'm getting both of them.
Yeah, well, you know, we know your collecting habits. But
I will say that
anybody going to go with Team Zeta and then just bounce it out when Fans Toys comes out?
Well, you know people will do that whether they'll admit it or not, but I think that the days of placeholders are for me, I know they're done.
You think so?
I have nothing in my collection that I need to replace.
Yeah.
I'll just say that for myself.
You know what I'm going to do with these Zetas? I'm going to fucking take the screen caps, go to fucking Staples, make some fucking prints, and just put them in my D-Dolph. And then say, all right, I'm going to wait for Fans. I got them, but I'm going to wait for Fans.
Do the paper craft ones.
That's it.
The folded paper ones. So here's the jet modes compared.
Pretty close.
Fans always looks good.
Yeah.
That Zeta, that nose is kind of thin, man.
You could tilt that, though, too. Like, so I think, I bet you it doesn't look as bad tilted.
Dog penis. Yeah.
I mean, really, they both look like it's a fucking robot under the fucking wings from every other Silver Bolt that we ever fucking had.
But we've seen the bottom of Fans Toys, and that's not the case. So I think this is, I mean, I'm intrigued by what Fans Toys is doing with the engineering here. I really can't wait to mess with it.
Yeah, I'm excited about Fans Toys doing a combiner. I'm excited to see what it comes out, you know, looking like. But Zeta did release these images for the first time, so here's some more of Silver Arrow ZB03.
It really looks good.
I think the shit looks nice.
I'm not hating on these guys one bit, other than when Bobby was fucking transforming it and shit fucking ripped in his head.
I can't wait till this Silver Bolt drops with like a $180 price tag.
Yeah. What are the other ones? Like 60?
Yep.
Yeah, 59. Yeah, 60. Nah, dude, 60.
I bet you'd still be 120.
$49.99.
I bet you'd still be 120.
Comes with the hips.
Yeah, it comes with the hips and the arms and the hands and the feet.
And the dip by dip, you dip.
Pretty so do you think the fans' toys will be a parts former as well? Like, are they going to take a cue from what Toy World's do? I mean,
we haven't seen anything. Anything.
I don't know. I'm just asking your opinion. Do you think they'll try to incorporate everything? Or
yeah, Chris, since they said it's going to be the tallest ever, I think they have to do parts forming because that Silver Bolt doesn't look big enough to me.
And then, like, at the same time, too, it'd be like fucking Ultra Magnus size. You want Silver Bolt to be that fucking big?
Seems to be the new trend.
That would be interesting, actually.
I mean, is that something? Is that okay if they did their Silver Bolt and it was like Springer size? You know what I mean? Dude,
that Concord's gonna be like Batman animated series Batwing fucking scale, man. That thing's gonna be huge.
And everybody's like, "Oh, Fans Toys is copying Toy World, ooh, or Zeta, whatever the fuck they are."
There's a picture here in a minute. I'm trying to get to. I mean, yeah, there you go. That's how big it is. Anybody that's gotten that yet?
Yeah, the scale's a little legit. Off, man. But
I don't know. I'm just saying how big it is. That jet, because that jet is, you know, that's a seeker jet, basically the black one there.
Yeah.
So what's the DX9's Blitzwing was fucking big like that. I bet you it's most closer to that size, or even what if Fans Toys Silverbolt is as big as Jetfire in jet mode?
Yeah, Chris, you got me thinking now. What if it's not parts for me and that Silver Bolt is huge?
What, it would be Jetfire size.
Yeah.
Think about that. It would have to be.
It would, might even
that's be. That's a fail to me if it's that fucking big, man.
It would be nuts.
Yeah.
Dude, you're going to have to. That's a two handed like whoosh job when you fucking fly your toy around the room, man.
Whoosh. You can't carry your beer and whoosh at the same time. That's no funny. Way. You're not selfie and whooshing at the same
time. Shout out to the fitness challenge, man. Fucking getting shape, Fans Toys.
There you go. All right. Moss has come out with a Moss Select line, which is going to be a more detailed, including die-cast parts. And their first foray into that is the Tetrajets.
Tetrajets, yeah.
So the robot modes look great, and then they show us the vehicle modes. You're like, what the hell? Shout out to Impossible Toys. Radio silence.
Interesting take. I mean, I'm not hating it, but it's not.
Like, it kind of looks like the jet from G-Force.
Yeah, but it's not a Tetra.
Or from a Zynga.
It looks like Battlestar Galactica.
So we've got. It kind of looks like that ship from. Oh, Brian, I'm losing it. Starcom. With the fold-up wings.
Oh. The Star Wolf.
Doesn't it kind of look like that?
It's not quite the Zetas, man. They could have kept it streamlined.
Oh, hold on a second. Sorry, I had to handle something, but I definitely want to talk about these. Man, I feel like they fucking failed. They don't look that bad. They don't look as bad as they did originally, but I still feel like they kind of failed. Like, nobody wants these things for the fucking bot modes.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think somebody could make some nice models of Tetrajets at this point, and anybody who wanted those would just display them. Like, you know, like,
I don't think those Impossible Toys ones are bad in the jet mode. Like, they look the part.
Just make them a little bit bigger.
Like, yeah, those things should have been fucking streamlined. Like, they don't swoop. The wing should have come down lower. Mm-hmm. They fucked up by having all this shit hang out underneath it.
Yeah, but where else are they going to put that shit?
You don't need all that shit. You know what I mean?
Bro, talking about the guns and whatnot.
The Tetrajets,
they
got a standard that nobody can capture.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Impossible. if you're looking for Tetrajets, you obviously want them for the alt mode. Impossible Toys did it fine. I know they're shitty, but they look fine.
Yeah, but bigger scale.
These are bigger.
Yeah, but I don't give. I don't need them to be.
I mean, it looks pretty. They look pretty good in robot mode. It's pretty close. You know, it's kind of like they look like what they did on Earth because that's what they look like on the cartoon, but.
Right,
they just fucking didn't streamline it enough for the fucking.
Are these MP scaled?
They're leading you to believe that way. They don't say this Moss Select line is.
I don't know.
Well, I don't see like
diecast.
The ball jointed elbows like those.
What was their Bumblebee? Was there Bumblebee MP scaled?
No, it was Chug.
Chug. It was Chug. Yeah, then he's gonna be Chug.
So moving on, we got box images for masterpiece Takara Tomy masterpiece Sunstreaker.
Nice. Do you think that's gonna drop this year?
The Lamborghini then.
I think mid January.
Yeah, I think this will right be before. Pre
for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, right before Chinese New Year.
It ships in 17 days.
Yeah. So it looks like it comes with, you know, some expressions and you got all that pop-up stuff. And
why are they hiding that backpack so much?
I don't have one for sale if anybody missed out.
Don't sell it just yet.
Okay.
Depending on how good it is, I may get rid of it.
And
what are you getting two?
I have one. I have one for sure, but
no. I was asking Chris. What do you get?
Well, no. Jisk and I ordered together from an importer, so
like way back, like
like the day they came out. So.
Well, I didn't pre-order, so if you guys could hook me up with a deal.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then give it to Dustin if you're.
Yeah, I'll just whatever I have in it after shipping. I'll ship it for you. So. And that is it for today. Light news week. I think everybody's kind of winding down right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be light for a while, guys.
Yeah. What's it?
We're going to have to rely on banter and my good looks.
Even the we'll see. You got the head of hair. We'll work with that.
Shout out to her.
No, but even the non-Transformer stuff is pretty wound down right now with the action figure stuff. There's no news.
It's Christmas, man. You know what I mean? Like, everything's just kind of shut down.
It's Christmas.
And then we'll get some announcements, like, at the beginning of the year.
Hey, real quick, just a programming reminder here in the Realm of Collectors Network. Next week, we will be having guests on the show, Bobby Skullface and Adam Russman from Nerd Rage Radio. We will be doing very heavy spoiler talk on episode 8 of Star Wars. So if you get a chance to see it over the long weekend, and I call it the long weekend because it comes out Thursday night, make sure you pop in and I'm sure we'll take some questions from the chat. But that's basically all we're going to do. We're not going to go through our normal stuff. We'll do our intros and whatnot, but, you know, we're going to get right into it. And then don't forget, in the Facebook group right now, there are, I don't know how many questions, maybe 10 or 12 questions, polls up for the year-end awards.
Shout out the fans to his squeaks.
Yeah, man. I missed it. I'm glad it's back.
So make sure you go vote on those, and we will have a Christmas show coming out on the 25th of December on Christmas Day, Monday, which will be our Christmas review.
Year-end wrap-up.
Yeah, year-end wrap-up. Jeez, I don't know what the hell I'm saying.
And hey, guys, vote, because we are going from what you guys want us to fucking – what you're voting for, we're going to be talking about.
That's right. So, you know, we didn't put in
any – it's not just us.
We didn't put anything in. I just put the polls up and left them open, so it's super-duper organic, anything that's there. I did drop Star Wars in as a option for the movie of the year.
Because it wasn't out yet.
Because it wasn't out yet, and I'm leaving it up till next Tuesday, because we're actually going to be – we're going to be recording next Wednesday, so I need a day to get the presentation.
Dude, our first non-live show.
Yeah, I know.
Right? No chat. We have no chat. We're not leaning on the chat.
Yeah, Brian will actually be able to sit back and bone out.
I'm looking to have a job to do.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because it's not just what we think, but it's what you think.
Yeah, it's really the community.
So vote and make a difference.
All right, so we got a couple other things here. So Jay Ruse isn't here tonight. He had a scissor sisters accident is what he said. I don't really know what that means. Right now, though, we'll just leave it at that. So so we are doing round robin on the photo selections. I'm not really sure why, but Jame, it's your turn this week. So if you have them ready, if you want to go ahead and screen share, we can.
All right.
I like the fact that we're going around robin with this, too. Man. It's been a while, man. We could do it, and then let him go back to doing what he does, and then we could break it up and do it again, you know, every couple months.
All right, so
this is the
segment. This is the segment
where J.Rue's picks pictures that use the hashtag realm.
Realm
of collectors. And we feature them right here on the show, and then they'll be featured on the website, realmofcollectors.com, and on Instagram again. So here we go. I picked six. Hopefully they're good. It's the first time I've done this. So first one was by Iconic Toys. I always like his stuff.
Yeah, he always kills it.
This is Vegeta getting blasted by Beerus. And you have the nice little little expressions that you always see in Dragon Ball Z and such with Piccolo and Goku in the side there. So I thought that was pretty cool. So
James, do they do those kind of little panels like that?
In the show, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really dope.
Where they show like crowd reactions like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He got hit.
So, James, this energy belt is going through him?
Yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't describe it. I thought you were going to just start making fun of like this guy's wearing a diaper again or something, you know. So.
Oh yeah, no.
No, Beerus is blasting a Vegeta right in the chest, and you see the blast going right through him. There's blood splattering all over the place. Really cool scene.
Is that happening?
Exactly what Beerus would do. He's barely has any like thought, and just like, you're just a nuisance, and he's just going to blast you. No, and all that stuff. So,
like. Cool. Has this actually happened?
No, not like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool in the background. It looks kind of like a planet or something. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool, that little kind of scene.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even see that. That's dope. No,
I didn't see that either.
All right. Next up, I thought this was pretty cool. This is by Justin Eastman Media.
Oh, that is nice.
I think he actually made this computer rendered image that he has you gotta help me out here. What's that? The clone planet.
Genosis.
No, nope. Camino.
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 Sorry.
Yeah. You just gotta remember El Camino.
Yeah. No, there you go. So it's pretty cool. You have Jango Fett there. It's like the battle that Jango had with Obi-Wan. And there's rain coming down because it's a water planet and it really all good. Kind of stuff. And it looks good.
It looks good. Yeah.
I'm cool. Just a simple man trying to find my way in the universe.
Yes, he is.
That is actually my favorite. It's my favorite Star Wars movie.
Really?
Oh, really?
Attack of the Clones.
Episode 2. Oh God!
Of all Chris. Time? Really?
Of all time?
Wow!
I do believe so.
He likes the pocketbook.
Yes, it depends.
How big your pocketbook is.
I've been dying a little bit ever since you came back into my life.
You want to buy some death sticks?
I'm sorry, Master.
You don't want to sell me death sticks.
Oh, that won't happen again, Master.
I'm not the Jedi I should be.
I'm not the Jedi. You got to say it like that. I'm not the Jedi I should be.
Wow. I killed him. The women.
Yeah, and not just the, just the men.
I hate that.
I'm killing yinglings over here.
I figured you'd come around eventually. I'm Clegg Lars. I'm just a stumble man.
You know what's funny? Even the robot waitress in that bar scene, like, you know, whatever that dude's name is.
Man, Obi-Wan's here for you.
Whatever that fucking dude, like, even that shit annoys me.
I love that, man. And I think part of it is I enjoy the richness of the urban Star Wars environment.
Yeah, no, that is cool.
You don't get that a lot in the movies. Some of my favorite novels I've read are set in that utopia, I guess, or dystopia rather.
So, sorry, Master, I forgot you don't like to fly.
Obi-Wan's gonna kill me.
I have a samurai speeder.
Yeah, they've all got those. You know, I really do enjoy episode 2. I won't say
shout out to the spotlight,
but I do like it. So yeah. Sorry, sidebar.
Sorry, yeah, sorry.
No,
it's a good sidebar.
It was a good sidebar.
All right, up next is a picture by LCMK2. This is of the Hulk, kind of, I guess, doing a sound clap and blowing Spider-Man away, and then you have Iron Man in the background, kind of blast him in the shoulder, and you kind of got these smoke effects and burn effects on the Hulk there.
Oh, yeah.
It's dope. All the effects are dope, but the gray background does remind me of those Vogue covers or those entertainment covers that we looked at like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But it's dope.
When Vanity Fair goes wrong.
Next one, I had to feature him, lights underscore camera underscore tentacles. I just thought this was a really clean shot of an alien with its drool coming out of its mouth. And
that's awesome.
Honestly, he needs a spot. We need you to have the tentacle spotlight and then the rest of the pictures. But I don't know. are you guys reading his novella, I'll call it, on the that he posts on his page? He's got, I think, 160 episode story he's telling on his Instagram about the group of Marvel superheroes fighting the alien.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's awesome. Yeah. So you know what he needs, if he's listening, I don't know if he listens or not, but he needs to fucking make a book already. Put that shit in a fucking book.
Yeah, I've thought that too.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Like, it's amazing to see. Well, let me just say this too. Just if you go back to, like, from when we started the show or even started featuring, like, just how good this dude has gotten.
Yeah.
It's insane.
His game's got incredible.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yep.
All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Up next is Studio Dre 5 with this really
That's cool killer.
Spider-Man kind of squatting on a ledge of a building with the moon in the background. It's a night pick.
The lighting. Yeah.
See, you can hide those joints on that Rival Tech Spider-Man. See? He looks normal there.
Shout out to Shadows.
I love that figure.
Up next, the Eternal Experience. This is a really just nice outdoor, clean shot of a SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Neo figure. That was pretty dope.
Yeah, no, it does look good.
And, good. Yeah.
That looks legit. I mean, it looks real.
That's all I got.
So I will say, James, that you pick stuff that I know I wouldn't have picked, mainly because I wouldn't have picked the Dragon Balls just because I don't know. I wouldn't know enough to talk about it. And then the
Kamen Rider.
The Kamen Rider, I wouldn't have known exactly what it was. So
those are pretty cool picks.
Honestly, I would have thought that Kamen Rider was a fucking Power Ranger.
It's kind of in the same.
It's in the same
realm.
Yeah, okay. But it was good. It was dope.
There's my spotlight. Who's doing next week's?
I think we're going to do some. We probably won't do a spotlight next week.
All right, cool.
No, it'll be just all Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about the movie and everything.
Oh, there we go. Star Wars spotlight.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, that would be great. So we could just pick Star Wars picks.
Maybe all right.
We could chisel 10 minutes out.
So you get to nominate somebody, James. Who do you want to make Star Wars picks? Who hasn't gone in the round robin?
Dust hasn't done it, I don't think.
No, I went last week.
I did. What about you, Brink?
No, he
didn't. I went 2 weeks ago.
Oh. What about you, Chris?
I haven't done it this go around. Did I just buy myself a
what
job?
What about Zisk?
How about Jay Ruse?
I was the first one to do it.
What about Jay Ruse? He's not going to be here next week.
I don't mind doing it again. Chris, if you don't
want to
do it, I'll do it again.
Go ahead. I didn't see the movie.
How about we each pick one Star Wars? Well, the problem is when we do that, we all end up picking the same fucking thing.
So. Well, no, we have to show it. So let's do that. Let's have we each pick one, but you have to have it by Friday so we know if somebody fucked it. Oh, I guess we can't do that because it doesn't give it the whole week.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I say we each pick one. No, hold on. I say we each pick one, and if we happen to all pick the same one, that's dope. I think, like, all right, cool. Like, don't say anything. Nobody show it. Everybody pick one. Right. It's Star Wars one. If it happens to be the same one, well, then fuck it. It happens to be the same one.
So any type of Star Wars pick.
Tag with the Realm of Collectors.
From now until when we do the show next week, hashtag Realm of Collectors.
Yep.
Star Wars photos. I mean, you could take any photos you want, but we're only picking Star Wars ones.
We're only picking Star Wars.
We should get Bobby and Adam to pick one.
Everybody picks one, right?
Yeah, just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Now, what if they're showing like two Star Wars picks?
Then I guess they win.
I might actually bust out the figures this week and take a picture.
This is your chance to get featured if you haven't before.
In the melted snow, so.
Nice.
We are going to do something with the pictures for the end of the year. We haven't really decided what exactly, but it'll probably most likely be some photos that have been, you know, probably just take the featured ones from the year and just take take the best or whatever. I know we did something like that at our anniversary show in the middle of the year, so it may just be the second half of the year, but we'll have something on the pre-recorded show. So, did you want to do the questions next, Jisk, or do you want to let James do his segment we're going to do tonight?
Well, let's have James do it because my daughter came in here and took my phone. I don't have my questions.
All right, that's a great answer.
She was like, hey, can I use this? She was calling my wife, and I was like, yeah. And then I realized, oh, shit, I need that. But
so James has the script for episode 8. He's going to read it. No, I'm just kidding.
He's going to read it.
Ray
read
really
three
is.
Three different voices.
he's going to do it like an old radio play.
And he's going to, hi, guys.
Hi. Yeah.
He found out that Ray's real name is Ryan, and she is the third fastest speed skater in Delaware. Whatever it's supposed to be.
Turns out that she's a post-op transsexual.
That's a fucking win, man. Fucking win.
Right, let's see here.
What's that tapping?
That's me.
Who's tapping? Why are you tapping?
Nervous tap. Nervous.
Jesus.
I, you know, stop. I got a lot drinking of
coffee. Stop drinking coffee.
Right, here we go. So we're going to do a little segment on the New Mutants. The movie's coming out April 13th of next year, 2018.
What you got?
So we thought we'd go over some of that.
Is that something you put together, or is that the actual poster for the movie?
That's the actual poster for the movie.
Oh, wow. All right. I haven't seen it, so that's why I'm asking.
So let me ask real quick. Who all has seen the trailer?
I didn't even know they were making a movie, so this is all fucking exciting for me.
This was Friday.
Yeah, dude, I've been fucking... It's busy, man. It's busy.
Well, the trailer came out a couple months ago. It's been a month, at least a month, right?
But yeah. you wouldn't know it's a mutant movie, right?
No.
They're going a horror route.
Jisk, yeah. Is there a horror movie you're excited to see next year that you might have saw a trailer for?
I mean, am I supposed to say? I feel like there's supposed to be something I'm announcing that I haven't seen.
Well, I'm just saying because that's what the trailer for this movie was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Totally different direction.
Oh, really? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a push, peace, power is shooting.
No.
It's a horror. All
right. So,
push, peace.
Gonna go through a little bit of the history of New Mutants real quickly. Yes. Chris Claremont, which is on the left there with the Wolverine poster, and Bob I forgot his name now. Bob
Claremont. Claremont's a super cool dude.
Yes. Yeah, created the New Mutants, which was really cool, kind of a story for a younger audience, younger team, and you know, they graduate because it was all about the Xavier Institute school. They could kind of graduate into the X-Men League. Didn't really happen at times, but it did finally. But just real quickly about Chris Claremont, the era, 1975 to 1991, if you want to know a little bit more about what he's done in the X-Men world, story arcs and such. I just threw this out there. So it's pretty cool.
Love that dude, man.
Yeah, actually, I got to meet him back in March. Super cool guy. Super chill.
The movie's going to be based on these five characters. We have Magic, Ileana Rasputin. We have Sam Gerther, who is Cannonball. Rain Sinclair, which is Wolfsbane. Roberto da Costa, who is Sunspot. And we have Danielle Moonstar, which is Mirage. And that's what they look like in their first iteration in the New Mutants.
Is Sunspot also in the Gifted?
Somebody does that show any good? Not to sidetrack, but is it any good?
I've enjoyed it so far.
Yes, I like it.
I've been wanting to watch it. I just think I'm...
Are these unisex uniforms? They could... one size fits all, it seems. Pretty much. I know Mirage there changed hers and kind of gave a little bit of lip to Professor X because she wanted to keep her heritage.
A little flair. She kept the flair.
She's like...
She has she has 7 points of flair.
That's all about the turquoise belt.
It's all about that. Some issues that are kind of just wanted to showcase real quickly before we get into the actual characters. We have New Mutants number one here, came out in 1983, along with New Mutants 13, came out in 1984, which was the introduction of Cypher. So you know him, if you know. New Mutants 16 here was the introduction of Warpath, which is John Proudstar's brother, little brother. Mm-hmm. That's Thunderbird, which is in the Gifted right now. We have New Mutants.
Thunderbird was in X-Force.
Warpath.
Oh, it was Warpath, right? He changed it to Warpath, right?
Yeah, he was part of the Hellions and he blamed Xavier for the death of his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then he finally turned a new leaf and joined New Mutants into X-Force as Warpath.
Now, I may have missed it, but why are they the New Mutants? Just a different set of folks?
It was the younger squad for the
X. It was like the next class, right?
So it was.
Think of it like Teen Titans to Justice League.
Yeah, okay.
But they weren't psychic.
Able to connect with the younger readers.
Gotcha. But the older mutants, they were still. Still had their storyline. Right.
Yeah, they're still alive and kicking. Gotcha. Wolverine, Colossus, all those guys, and it was cool because it would cross between books. You'll see some read some X-Men shit and you'll be like, see a New Mutant character just for like two panels and be like, oh well, you know, they really are in the mansion, you know.
So it's pretty cool
reading that,
and then going into like story arcs like Inferno, Extinction Agenda, all that type of stuff, the Geonosians. But New Mutants 18 was the introduction of Warlock, not the Adam Warlock, the alien techno Warlock. New Mutants 26 was the introduction of Legion. And then New Mutants Annual number 2 was the introduction of Betsy Braddock, which is Psylocke, sister to Brian Braddock, Captain Britain.
Now, when she was introduced, I mean, obviously she's British, but she comes across as Asian also.
No, totally different character when she's first introduced. She was this big ass, purple hair, big tits, voluptuous.
Isn't it possible that someone could be British?
Voluptuous? Is that a word? Voluptuous?
No, it's absolutely possible. I think they just changed the character over time.
Yeah, when Jim Lee took over with X-Men, he saw the potential of the character, and he said, I want to revamp it.
It's the Axe of Vengeance storyline with the Mandarin.
Yeah.
So I didn't know the part about Captain Britain being her brother until I read the Uncanny X-Force book.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when they changed her to be kind of to be Asian, I guess, did they take away her being the sister of Captain Britain?
No, they didn't take anything away. She just basically switched bodies. And
oh, they did definitely take something. They took away those big-ass, voluptuous tits.
No, they didn't. Look at X. Look at Jim Lee did the swimsuit issues of that.
Amen,
no,
brother.
The hips were smaller. The tits
swimsuit
were
issue.
No, they were still there.
She
turned the eyes of Cyclops where Jean was a little.
Yeah. Shout out to Jim Lee, man.
Yes. Shout out to Wildstorm and all that. All right, so there's that. And speaking of someone else who came on board with New Mutants and kind of turned it upside down. Mr. Good old Rob Liefeld,
but not too far upside down because you might see those things you can't draw.
Yes. Oh, we'll see that. But you may have recognized them from like the MTV commercials that were airing the Levi's commercials and all that on MTV. But
shout out to Pocket Tees.
Yo, Paul C. said, Paul C. in the chat said she kept the chest and a better ass. She's got a great ass,
and that psionic knife was pretty badass, but. Betsy Braddock back in the day in the Mutant Masker took on Sabretooth by herself. That was without her little ninja. You know, she was just a prissy little big-titted girl, I guess it's best to say.
Yeah.
So Rob Liefeld gave us big-ass guns, as you see there on X-Force number 9 with Cable. Some bitch is huge. And then feet. A lot of feet were ridiculed by Rob Liefeld. Yeah.
His hands aren't that great, though.
So I just threw this out there. All his characters look the same. But he gave us...
We shit on it now, but back in the day, shit was hot, man.
Yeah, it was. Hot,
man.
He came on board in New Mutants 86 with Todd McFarlane. They both did the cover art there. And then 87, we got the full appearance of Cable and Strife in the Mutant Liberation Front.
That's when I that's when I started reading New Mutants, was right around then. Right before that ended. So.
And then New Mutants 98, your favorite Merc with a Mouth. Deadpool was introduced. And then the last issue was 100, where basically Cable needed a team. He took the New Mutants, turned them into a more military like team, I guess, and just called them X-Force.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Gideon. What the hell happened to Gideon?
Yeah, Gideon was a good character too, man.
External.
Yo, they really took that one, the title, and turned it into something that was incredible for the time.
Yeah, I think it was. I think the last story arc was great, where Gideon came in thinking that Sunspot was the external, which wasn't. It was Sam.
Yeah, it was Cannibal. He was Cannibal. Sue's Cannibal. Cannibal. But the whole fact that taking the kids who were not what Professor X has been like, not seeing their potential.
Yeah.
And he came in, saw their potential, and said, you know what? I'm going to make a team out of this. I'm going to make my squad.
Yeah, definitely. Executioner's Song, if you can read that, you get to see the kids kind of grow up because the X-Men are hunting them down because they need to find Cable. And you get to see X-Force finally like, okay, let's do it. We can take you guys on. They don't, succeed, but they tried. X-Force 1 here was one of those specialty things back in the day in the 90s where you got a poly-bagged card insert.
I think I've got 12 copies of that.
I got about 20 copies of this fucking thing.
All right, moving into the actual movie, we have Ilyana Rasputin here, Magic. She is played by Anya Taylor-Joy.
Colossus's sister.
Yep. She was introduced in Giant Size X-Men number 1 in 1975. That was the same introduction of Mr. Pyotr Rasputin, Colossus. But her appearance as Magic was in New Mutants 14, which was in 1984. And unfortunately, she died, but comes back. One of the tragedies of the Legacy Virus.
Yes. The techno-organic virus.
Which made Colossus kind of go to the bad side for a little bit. There she is in the movie.
Nailed the look right there, man.
It's all about the bangs.
Shout out to
bangs. Yeah, that's what it's all about, the bangs, baby.
Or she put an Instagram poll up. Bangs or no?
Bangs are in.
I'm really hoping she has a soul sword.
Cool. I don't know if we're gonna see that much with powers, man. The way this movie is going and the way they want to make it different, I don't think we're going to see any type of superpowers in this at all.
That kind of sucks. Up next is Cannonball, Sam Guthrie. Charlie Heaton is the actor playing him.
What has he been in? He looks familiar.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, he plays the brother.
Yeah,
the older brother. So he's the guy from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, Sam Guthrie's like that country bumpkin, yep. Sort of like someone that's on the panel right now.
Hey, all y'all sons of bitches, can kiss every part.
Hey, y'all, how are you?
Part of my element, I guess.
Marvel graphic novel 4 was the introduction of the New Mutants, and he was part of that in 1982. Shout out to the Marvel graphic novel series. I love those.
Yeah, they were good.
Yep. And one of the founding members that has pretty much stayed true to the New Mutants X-Force and such throughout the years.
Nice.
In the movie. I think he looks the part. I don't know if it's going to come across, but we'll see.
Yeah.
That's how they make him fly. It just depends. Oh, look at this shit.
They nailed it with her.
We have, what's her name? Masaic Williams as Wolfsbane, Rain Sinclair.
Nice.
Yeah, she looks exactly the part.
Yeah.
Good casting there.
That was a great cast right there.
For the audio listeners, that's Arianna Stark.
Is she from the Game of Thrones?
From the Game of Thrones.
Okay.
If you've ever played that game.
If you're in the hood, it's at that Game of Thrones.
She was introduced in the New Mutants number 4 graphic novel also. As the same, but there she is. There's a shower scene from the trailer.
That's what I was thinking.
I was hoping she'd turn furry. Or something, She's, her powers are she can turn into a wolf or hybrid.
Yeah, halfway werewolf. Through. Lupin. What do they call that? A lupin mode?
Lichen?
Lupin? Lichen? Whatever.
A lichen? That's what they
she
call
it. She gets real furry and gets some canines.
Looking at a lichen.
There you go. And up next, Sunspot, Roberto da Costa. Costa is played by Henry Zaga.
This guy shops at the same place as Robert D. does for his shirts.
Actually, that might supposed to look like that. Oh, I see what you mean.
Where is this guy from? What else?
He's got Lee Marvin eyebrows, too.
Me? I have no idea.
No.
What's his name?
Henry Zaga. Yeah.
We Googling?
Nothing I've ever heard of before. 24, he's Brazilian.
Well, that's good, man. He's Brazilian, so he fits.
Teen Wolf, I guess.
You know, Sunspot was Brazilian, so it works.
He's a soccer player. Hopefully he's got some
games. Yeah, he's a soccer player.
Paul, I think Paul C's making fun of me. Did I say Ariana Stark?
You did. No,
it's Ariana. My bad. Sorry.
I know it's on your mind.
Sunspot was introduced in the New Mutants graphic novel for like the rest of them, and the same with this one. This is
Blue Saggy Hunt. Tits McGee.
Woo!
Blue Hunt there is playing Daniel Moonstar Mirage.
Look at that nipple to the right.
Her name is Blue Hunt.
Her name is Blue Hunt.
Her brother Mike. Her brother Mike was hanging out with her on set.
So there you go. Yeah. And significance with her is the fact that there might be a villain, but we'll get to that in a second. But yeah, there she is in the film.
Wow, she nails it, man. That's good.
And you can't really tell, but right there, she's wearing a pendant in the form of a grizzly bear.
Nice. She's been in virtually nothing.
No, don't matter. And that's what I like about this.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what's really good about this.
Yeah.
They sprinkle
a couple people that have been in some shit, but I'd rather have nobody's. That's
good. Yeah,
stuff.
Right. And I'm hoping this succeeds because this would be a really nice push for the mutants.
But yeah. That did it. Shout out to Saggy Tits Mickey.
You'd complain to us.
That's so funny.
Man, she's young. Why are they sagging?
I think it's just the way she's doing
it.
You think it's the way she's like hilt? It's the hilter. She's hiltering forward.
Up next.
Hey, James, send me that picture, please.
Cecilia Reyes is being played by Alice Braga. This character was going to be played by Rosario Dawson. You know her from Claire in the Netflix Marvel series.
Me too. I'm glad they switched to
dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah. She left production and they got Alice Braga here. She's from Predator. She's from
I Am Legend.
Now this was the ballet teacher, right? Was this the ballet teacher from the earlier New Mutants comics?
No, this was a doctor that was introduced in X-Men, Volume 2 X-Men, number 65, which was way past. Came out in 1997.
Yeah. Way past what I read.
Yeah. So she's a good doctor at the facility.
Or is she?
Who knows? She is.
I remember when it first dropped, I thought maybe that she was the same one that was in Logan.
Oh, yeah.
The chick that was in Logan that was...
I heard a couple people make that.
There was kind of some shit out there. When everybody hit the Wikipedia, like, no, that's not it.
No.
Because everybody was trying to link this to what we saw at the end of Logan with the kids.
Yeah.
We all thought they were going to be the New Mutants, and it's not. It's not. It's a different universe. Totally.
They said they were supposed to have Charles Xavier in there and Storm, but they wrote that out.
Mm.
So, who knows?
They're probably better off.
I don't know. They need to connect it.
I mean, you don't have to do it right off the bat, though, you know?
Yeah. This is just a hint. There has been rumor that the villain could be the Demon Bear.
It's going to be the Demon Bear.
This relates to Moonstar Mirage there, because it's hunting her down. It killed her parents and such. But Cameo appearance of the Demon Bear was New Mutants number 3, 1983, and the full appearance was in New Mutants 18, which came out in 1984, which is the same one that had Warlock in it. And we'll see.
Yeah.
If that is going to be...
I'm sure that's where they're going. It seems like that's where they're going, because this was the only storyline throughout the series that was more horror.
Yeah.
Influenced, you know?
Dude, I think that image just in the bottom left is fucking dope.
Yo, Bill.
I just like the picture, dude. It's awesome.
Bill, yeah, that art is awesome. I can't. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce his last name. Anybody know Bill?
Bill, isn't he Fans Toys quality control checker number 31?
Number 12.
I think you're right.
So there you go. That's
the Bill Sisiewicz.
That's a callback right there.
April 13th.
Nice.
Next year, 2018. You guys going to be checking it out, or are you guys done with Mutants?
No, I'm definitely not done with Mutants. I mean, I like that they're taking in somewhat of a new direction with it. I think it's something fresh that isn't, you know, right on top of what they're doing with the X-Men, or they had been doing the X-Men. And who knows? I know, you know, we didn't talk about it yet, or really I just happened to think about it while we were doing this. You know, Disney is in. They're saying any day now this Disney 20th Century Fox deal could go down. So
Phase Four, yeah. Man, that's the next.
All this stuff could tie in very nicely. You know,
yeah,
have some cool after credit scenes, and they could throw in at the end of the Infinity War movie.
But. What got me pumped was Deadpool. Seeing
Ryan Reynolds mentioning it,
and what's her name? What's her something? What was the girl's name? The young girl with the
Negasonic Teenage
Warrior. Yeah, with the fucking New Mutants uniform. I'm like, man, they're gonna do New Mutants.
Yeah,
that's what I want to see. I want to see a team like that. You know, to have them just regular kids that have mutant abilities, but they're in. It doesn't do it for me. So I'm still gonna watch it, but this isn't what this is. Being that I'm such a huge fan of the New Mutants growing up, this is not what I wanted for the New Mutants.
Well, I think this story, you know, if it's the what's the Demon Bear's Bear. Name, I apologize. The Demon Bear. If it's the Demon Bear, you know, that could be this story, but then those characters could go on to do more.
Yeah, I just wanted to see them already established in the X-Mansion. You know what I mean? Running around doing what they did in the X-Mansion. That's what I wanted to see. Not maybe a prequel. This is how they all got together and Xavier brought them in, you know?
Right.
That's not what I wanted to see.
I'm just ready for a new build up. Like I'm done with the Avengers and their stories. Like I'm ready. Like you could build a whole new 10 years of a universe. That, you know what I mean? Like it could be that. I'm just ready for something new. Like I think I'm just burnt out on the Avengers and their stories.
I could agree with you there.
You know?
I'm getting tired of the build up to the Infinity Gauntlet.
Right. Guys, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we wanted this. Shut up.
No, I still do want it, but yeah, all right.
Stop
so, but
crying
like,
about it.
Oh, what a time.
I'm over it. Listen, you can only read the same book so many times in a row. Time to put that book down and pick up a new book.
You're like a fucking woman that has a fucking Virginia ham under her arm. She's crying. I want more bread.
Here's the thing, though. Once they get done, as far as Marvel, as the Avengers, the Infinity War thing, what do they do?
They're going to reboot it.
They're going to have to reboot it. And they're not. Hopefully not going to do the same forum or format as like having 10 years worth of movies to build up to something else again.
Well, you know what? Being that if they're going to get the X-Men and they're getting Fantastic Four back in, there's your next fucking run.
Yeah, so it almost
just
it almost,
bringing the word mutant into the MCU is going to be incredible.
It almost
it's going to change in, everything.
It almost if this merger buyout whatever it is goes on, yeah, this happens. It's almost perfect timing from Marvel movie standpoint.
Yeah,
because they can roll straight into.
And I know we talked about this on Press Communication this week.
Right,
like they've already run through all their top notch big dog characters. So now they're looking to the B characters and
Squirrel Girl.
Stuff that's been coming out recently in the new universes or whatever the fuck they're doing. So
listen, after they took Guardians of the Galaxy, which let's be honest is a pretty fucking obscure title.
Yeah, sure.
The mammoth creation that it is, I have no doubt that they can then take something as silly as Squirrel Girl.
Oh, God.
And make I'm just saying You know, they got some obscure stuff. That they
well,
can,
now they have, if they obscure these titles again, they have a foundation.
Sure.
Their next push could be the whole mutant thing.
Yeah, or the Fantastic Four's world.
Yeah, and when you bring in Fantastic Four in there, you got Silver Surfer, you have Galactus. That whole galactic world that they're building with the Guardians could be even bigger.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Bigger now.
I'm ready for 10 years of a different story.
Yep. Well, you know, they've been building up for this, so I'm sure. You know, we're going to see Captain America die. We're going to see Winter Soldier pick up the shield. You know, that's just basic comic book bullshit. But
I just don't want to see that. I just don't want to see those characters go on after the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, I don't even care about any of them.
Didn't you say that you hope they all die?
Not that they need to die, but it just needs to be done. All right, that's it. Yep. They save the day. Hooray. Next stories.
Yeah, next, see, I'd rather see them.
But you know what? They've been building these characters for 15 years. They're not just going to fucking just flush them down the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time for a new genre to take over. It's the end of the superhero movie.
Well, it wasn't. Nah, never.
Yeah, there we go.
This is all. And then we spoke about this also. This is all that Hollywood has.
All Z.
What else does Hollywood have right now?
Yes.
Hollywood has recreations and bad horror films. They don't have anything else.
We need video games.
This is paying the rent right now.
I want to.
Yeah, video games. You see that? You see that Tomb Raider fucking trailer?
No,
that shit was fucking horrendous,
dude. But that Jumanji, that's
the shit. That's great. Yeah, that's killing it, man. That's gonna take us into fucking the next millennia. Yeah, fuck that.
I need a Contra movie.
Dude, Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Double.
Shout out to The Rock being in like two trailers.
Guys, they're doing a Rampage movie.
That's the other one.
Rampage.
They are doing a Rampage movie.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Cobra Law Records, we did a Rampage track. But a Rampage movie?
Are they doing it like Pacific Rim?
Dude, it's fucking insane. Rock, and The Rock is in it, right? Am I right? Rock's in it? Oh, God. It's bad.
Jeez, I need to watch
it. I thought that was the same.
It's a monster movie.
I thought the trailers were together. I was like, what's all this? The Rock is on the screen the whole time.
Is the title of it Rampage?
Mm-hmm.
It's too on the nose.
Dude, man, Hollywood lost their fucking mind.
Nah, good for them. I'm waiting for the Donkey Kong movie.
Honestly, when was the last time you saw something that came out of Hollywood that you were like, wow, this is a fucking good movie that didn't tie to something from the past or the comic book?
The Revenant was pretty good.
That movie was terrible.
No, The Revenant was dope, dude. There's a lot of dope movies. Like,
yeah, the visuals were so cool.
Not even about the visuals. The story was dope.
That dude would have been dead in the first day.
I've never actually watched that movie.
It's good. It's long. It's a little slow, but it's good.
It's a little long, yeah.
So
it's definitely worth watching if you got, you know, nothing to do for a day.
So, Jisk, did you retrieve your phone?
I didn't, but so one of the questions that I did remember
is... Just yell for her. You need to call her real quick? Give me call your phone and say, hey, give your dad his phone back.
Oh my God.
Would that be funny?
She didn't answer it, I don't think. But so my question was just, I feel like we've kind of gone back to the days when figures are selling out. I know we had talked about this a little bit before the show, but like especially like fans toy stuff seems to be selling out. So my question really is, do you think, is it that these companies are doing smaller runs, or is it retailers buying smaller orders?
I think it's possibly that it's both. I think.
Well, and do you agree? You know, do you think stuff's starting to sell out too?
Well, I mean, let's look at just, you know, fans' toys in a vacuum here. I mean, you can even say the Make Toy stuff. You know, that Meteor was troublesome to get if you didn't get on it right away, right? I mean, it's available now, but we can even go back to fans' toys, Sovereign, right? The Galvatron. So that was an instant sellout. Well, that was what, a year ago now, right? It was right around
It was a year ago.
Hound is sold out.
Yeah. So if we just take Galvatron, you know, we got those into last year, and they're re-releasing it, but it's like what, 15 months later? So they're re-releasing it in March, so there's pre-orders up again.
Yeah, it took a while.
And you know what happens is that, what was that, like 180? Those were going for like almost $300 on eBay.
Yeah. No, it was like 140, I think, or 150. It wasn't 180.
Yeah, it was cheap. I think it was 139, wasn't it? 139.
I don't remember paying
180
for it. But I'm just trying to think, like, you can't, the Fans Toys bugs you can't find. You can't find their hound. You can't find the Grimlock anymore unless you get that X version.
So you're looking at Fans Toys. You're saying Fans Toys.
That's just in general.
That's where I see it. I'm just going across the board. So, like, Fans Toys, you can't find. I mean, shit.
Well, look at that. We were talking earlier, the fucking Power Glide.
Yeah, the DX9 Power Glide you can't find.
You can't find it nowhere. Can't get it.
This is true.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. I'm trying to think what else.
Is Coot sold out?
No,
and
that's what's funny. It was like, that's why I jumped on these recently. You're saying, oh, he's bought Fans Toys releases. I'm like, I don't want to wait a year and a half for the fucking to jump back on it when I miss out.
So Sovereign was 155.
Yeah, right.
That's what it was like at BBTS, because we bought one actually for an occasion back in April. So they still had it in April. Well, that says anything.
I think, look, Omega Supreme, I think it's sold out. Look at Toy World Constructor, sold out.
And discontinued.
Yeah, but you got to make it. I think that's Mike's got the last one. Thank you.
I think that's a special event because of what happened with the company. But that's a good point, though, because, I mean, these guys are on a wing and a prayer. These are multi-billion dollar corporations. These are dudes that are paying dudes and another. I'm the dude paying the dude, disguises another dude making toys. Dude,
listen. I've got some advice for Fans Toys. Fire your fucking quality checkers. Stop using them stickers.
Not 33, man. We got to keep 33, man. 33 stays.
Hashtag keep 33.
I'm just looking to see like what else. I just feel like we're kind of getting back to that time when like shit is selling out now. Well, with the exception of like every company making all the same figure, I think.
Yeah, and also
just think about this. In the past year or two, we went a lot of collectors went from Chug to Masterpiece.
That is true too.
Back in the day when we were early Masterpiece collectors.
So you're saying maybe they're still making the same amount, but there's just more people buying them now?
Yeah. The Chug guys were holding on strong. Now
Masterpiece is not even
they let it go. They said, fuck it. We gotta join the group. We gotta get in there.
What did you say, James?
Takara is not producing as much as it used to as far as the Masterpiece line, as we see,
right.
I think. And they've switched gears and gone into the movie first. They've also gone into Beast Wars.
Beast Wars, right.
So people are now gravitating towards which company does a really great job. Oh, it's Fans Toys. They've already given us the Dinobots, Sovereign, you know, Galvatron. All that
they
type really of stuff.
Have. Think about what they've given you. They've given you everything that you fucking.
Yo, man.
They've given you major figures with the exception of Sea Spray.
This year was incredible for them. Yeah.
There's like
a lot of figures this year.
Yeah, and there's like five Springers out there, MP, right?
And shout out to Snarlix. Yeah. He has everyone.
And Apache is. I just checked the big two, and he sold out at BBTS, and he's pre order at TF Source again already for April.
Wow.
But do you think getting to the end here, people don't have to spread their money around, right? They're just like, okay, the next one out that I need is coming, so they're just buying it, right?
Yeah, I think collectors that don't buy everything that comes out that are you know, just trying to finish the G1 lineup in whatever capacity they see that, you know, says, oh well, here's the Fans Toys. I'm gonna replace my Allen or my Big Spring or my Toy World. Sorry, I had some in my throat there. Some Toy World in my throat. Are you know, replacing it with the Fans Toys. So,
you know, one thing we haven't talked about yet is there a certain approach that people are taking that is maybe making these figures sell out?
I don't think. No, I know of maybe two people that are actually doing
this. Fans Toys, like, we don't understand what happened. All of a sudden, we just can't fucking get these into the shelf.
No, it's funny. I talked to when I first started doing the Pinkerton approach. Which I don't even know what that is anymore, but I had a lot of people hit me up like, hey, I'm going to do a modified Pinkerton approach. I'm going to do Fans Toys, Takara, MMC, make toy. I'm like,
yeah, that's not the Pinkerton.
You're just buying fucking toys, dude. It's fine.
Who do you think is going to be the first company to announce the Quintessence?
It's going to be a company we've never heard of.
I think it's going to be Quintessence.
I would really love it to be fucking Fans Toys, but
I think it's going to be X-Transbots.
hey, why don't we do Realm of Collectors Toys and fucking just do this, man? Let's get a GoFundMe going on, man. Let's just do this.
I don't want to go fund me to hire an artist and yeah, designer.
I don't want to live in a designer. And we got to get this guy and that guy.
We're gonna send people hard boiled eggs back that are like
$14,000 to come up with a prototype of a fucking Quintesson.
Yeah, I don't want to
without minus diecast.
I don't want to spend the night live in a Chinese factory for 6 months.
Yeah, man. But god damn it, somebody's got to fucking do it already, man.
Dude, how fucking
that's easy? Fuck, you're printing money. You're printing fucking money. Just fucking.
How tall does it need to be?
Just
from the bottom of its little laser beam to the top.
Yeah, you need to have the stand. You need a stand to hold it up. And if it's if there's lights in it, that's great. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't need lights in it.
Does it need to be MP10 size?
Kind of cool to illuminate.
Too tall?
Yeah, it's way too tall.
So I think maybe like
MP car size.
MP car, yeah. Maybe a head.
Like Inferno size.
Yeah, Inferno or Ironhide around
I'm
that.
Good with that. And you want it to like ratchet if the head's just ratcheted.
Oh, everything. You need the fucking ratchet and metal and fucking.
I'd buy three right off the bat.
And you need the coils for the fucking legs need to be that fucking, you know, that aluminum type fucking shower head. Like you got a removable shower head with the fucking coils on that.
Oh,
shit.
Right.
So whatever approach I am doing, I would break it to get those a good quality version of those.
Yeah, man, that would be fucking dope, man. The whole line, just fucking release it, man.
And give us the freaking a masterpiece. You know, give us the whole Quintessa setup. Give us the Sharktacons and
everything.
Just another company.
Because you know what? You release the one, and everybody's gonna buy all the faces.
Give us a Kranix, goddammit.
You release one, everybody's buying five easily right off the bat. I'm buying.
Where? Whatever happened to that company that was making those Guardian bots? Those green Guardian bots?
They vanished.
Dude, too bad. I was looking forward for those.
They're hanging out with Hova.
Hey, real quick, everybody in the chat, titty smack that like button. Just for the fuck of it.
Why don't you just say saggy while you're at it?
What's that?
You just said saggy titties that button because you're on
it. Shout out to saggy titties, man.
So, also, I don't know if we're saving this for our end of the year show, but I think, I don't know if it was a question asked on SCU or if they were just talking about it, but what like their biggest regret purchase was of the year.
Realm of Regret.
That was another one of my questions.
Oh, wow. Biggest regret.
This Realm of Regret. Why don't we say that for the end here?
How about some real estate in Maryland? How's that?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I'm completely kidding. I'm just thinking, what's the biggest thing I bought this
year? That one sprinkly 1-inch snowstorm turned you off?
Yeah, the snow is fucked.
Dude, that was nothing. That's like 3 inches there, man.
Did it wreck you?
No, not at all. The kids had a blast.
Wait till you get a fucking foot.
That's what she said.
Right up your ass.
Dude, I'm looking.
She's got a great ass.
I don't know what my biggest regret. Oh, I know what it is. It's not from this year, but I know. All right. What's just ever? What's your biggest regret purchase Transformers related to date?
We're doing this now or
in the year? Let's just do it now. We can save the one for the year, but this is just to date. I already know what mine is, and it's that fucking Astro Train from DX9.
Yeah, I hated that fucking
thing. And I bought it twice. That's how bad it is. I sold it, and then I bought it back.
Always on my list as my worst fucking figure I ever bought.
It's the worst figure in my collection.
It worked at the time, but nah.
No, it sucks.
We've come a long way as collectors, guys. We've come a long way as collectors.
I would say that mine, and I bought it twice, was the Hasbro Hot Rodimus Prime.
Like you brought that one twice?
Yeah, I bought it twice.
The Hasbro one.
The Hasbro one, yeah.
So Takara would technically be your third.
That's my third time I bought this mold.
Your third time, huh?
Yeah, but this is the keeper.
Because of the black legs.
Dude, it just looks so much better up there.
Racist. All right, Brick, what's your biggest regret purchase Transformer related ever?
That one clear toad he bought, because he can see it.
Dude, that's a tough one.
The cover didn't fit well because it wasn't lined right at Walmart.
I might say I might say, oh, I just had it. Oh, Citizen Stacks, maybe.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The KFC one. I mean, to be honest, it's not a bad figure, but the reason why I bought it was because the price on Ultra Magnus was so blown out of proportion back in the day. And this was before I was pre-ordering stuff on like the import sites. And I was just like, well, shit. Well, if KFC's making one, that's going to be just as big for a better price. I'll get that. You know, I'm going to be a smart collector. And then he shows up, and I'm like, oh, that's why. It's like,
You didn't break it while transforming like I did?
You're like, that's what Brink was like, you know what, man? Somebody needs to review these things.
When he's right.
Let me know. All right, James, what about you?
For Transformers, that's a hard question.
Well, there's gotta be one that just sticks out that every time you're just like, man, this thing's dumb.
I don't look at all my Transformers all the time, but off the top of my head, it's probably some Armada toy. I'll go with Sideswipe from Armada.
I don't even know what the fuck that thing looks like.
Why is it so bad?
It probably looks nothing like Sideswipe.
It's just a piece of crap. The mechanism in it, the spring loaded crap for his arms, and he's just derpy looking. It's just not designed right.
It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it is a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit.
It's a piece of shit.
I got a lot of the Armada stuff is kind of that. But yeah. But I had to have it because it had to be on the shelf. It was a character in the show. So
yeah. All right, Des, what about you?
I thought I said something earlier. What I say?
There was one. I'm trying to think of what the figure was. I remember you just fucking hated it from the jump.
I hated everything, man. I know,
but there was one everything. Specifically that you're like, dude.
What do you? Come on. Lay it on.
Maybe the Make Toys Jazz was a disappointment, but it was definitely before
for this year
before the fans' toys. No, just in general. I'm just trying to remember of like in general.
No, so it doesn't have to be this year.
No, just ever.
Oh man,
is it Citizen Stack for you too?
I had a problem with Citizen Stack. Yeah. I had a problem. It was a real big problem.
For all you new listeners, you should go back and listen to our first few episodes and hear Death Citizen Stack story.
We had a good story on that one. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that one. Citizen Stack. Just to fucking keep us rolling.
Wow, here. Who'd have thought that would be two of us having it's that not one.
The fucking Rolling Steel that was here live when I fucking cracked it in half. Threw it in a box. Fuck you and called Big Bad Toy Store fucking right on the line, right?
Yeah, dude, that would have been so heated.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
I have to say, man,
and that was early because you know what? When did Citizen Stack come out?
Oh, I don't know.
It was early. Right? You're early in the game. You know, KFC was still trying to establish themselves, and man, I loved it at first, and then when I tried to transform it with him here, I was like, fuck this, and I tried to get that six foldable fucking flap that goes in the waist and it fucking cracked and I just fucking threw it across the fucking room. It was incredible. It was an incredible night.
You know what I love?
Like, Steel was like, what are you doing? Fuck this thing.
I love thinking how far we've come that no one said Ollie.
Nah, man, we can't say Ollie. Ollie was dope, man. Ollie's dope.
Ollie looked dope, but it's still a shitty figure.
Nah,
it's maybe shit, but there's no regret, right?
Nah, no regret at all. You throw that shit into robot mode, throw it on the back of Grimlock's neck in dinosaur mode, like he's riding him.
Perfect. Hey,
perfect.
Brian, you want to tell him about my love for that character? What I have in my house?
Chris has an entire DTOF dedicated to X-Transbots Ollie.
Nice.
I have the test shot in a glass case in the DTOF. I have I have a version 1, a version 2, and the much forgotten about repaint of into Sonic. So
I actually
funny story why I have these, but I have them and I had an empty DTOF and now they're full of Ollie. So
nice,
dude. I love that.
That's our mascot, man. We can never, ever change that.
No.
Never, ever. We are so fucking.
I got some plans. I got some plans for.
Oh yeah.
No,
I do too. We need to make sure our plans are the same path.
Bad enough we made him Nemesis Ollie. Man, we're never gonna change it. Never gonna change it. Ollie Miss Prime.
Jessica, did you get your phone back?
No, but it's time anyway.
Pretty much. All right. So remember next week, everybody, it's Star Wars week. So we'll have Bobby and Adam from Nerd Rage on as our guests, and we will be doing heavy spoiler Star Wars talk.
I guess the whole panel needs to see it before then.
Yeah. So
I don't. Are you all planning to see this?
Brink and I are going at the same time. We're going
with a very large.
What's funny is Brink and I
There's
talk
a
all the
hole
time.
In the popcorn.
I didn't realize Brink was going with us until this weekend. So he's coming down or over or however you say it.
Cutting a hole in the bottom of the popcorn.
Brink invited himself. It's typical Brink.
Typical. Jeez. Yeah,
well, you know what? He does travel a lot.
So, right. James, are you seeing it this weekend?
Probably.
All right. Yep, I got it set to see Monday. So that's for sure.
If I get a ticket on Sunday, yeah. I am there.
Unless for some reason I can't get a ticket, but I doubt that it'll be that hard.
Well, I live in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm sure there's plenty of tickets.
Well, I mean, during the day, even on Sunday, I mean, there's going to be tickets. You know?
Yeah,
the evening shows, obviously Thursday, Friday will sell out. Saturday at night will probably sell out.
I just don't want to go super early because I don't want the fucking kids to be all over the place.
They're all me laughing at the penguins.
It's the last week of school.
I'll be putting my fucking foot on their fucking throats.
Honestly, Dust, you may be better off seeing it Monday morning.
You know what? I'll be better off seeing it on Cody if it releases.
If it releases.
Dude, you got to go see that in theater, though, man.
Yeah, I know. Of course. Of course. That's one.
I mean, I may end up seeing it. I may end up seeing it twice, if not three times over the weekend.
Yep, me too.
Because I know I'm going once with a big group of people, and the way Kelly probably will want to go see it, so I'll probably go with her over the weekend sometime.
Oh, holding the popcorn, baby. Holding the popcorn.
Doesn't really work the way you want, Dust. That's a lot of salt.
Well,
I'm just saying.
No butter.
Just saying. All right.
Keep it raw.
All right.
Make sure, everybody, you go to the Facebook group and vote on the year-end polls. We've got a shit ton of different things you can vote on. Let's see. We got best and worst TV show, best and worst movie, best and worst comic book or graphic novel, best or worst non-transforming toy, best or worst transforming toy, best non-transforming company, best transforming company, third-party company. And then figure of the year. And maybe a couple more I'm forgetting. That's just off the top of my head. Yeah. So.
Remember, you guys make the difference. We're not voting for us on the panel. I mean, our votes will be in there, but the results will be from the community.
That's right. So then
you decide. You're deciding what the best and the worst figure is for the year.
You.
So hey, you. For the 10% of our 2,000 that actually participates in the Facebook group, thank you. Thank you for being there. And shout out to the guy who immediately said he was looking for trades this morning after joining the group and reading the rules. And I don't know, Justin, internet personality, Justin now probably had the best comment. He said, yeah, we do trades. We trade you to another group.
Out of here. Bad hammer.
So, once again, if you're in the realm, Facebook group, we have a buy-sell trade group called Shameless. We also have a sneaker group if you want to join any of those. Tuesday night show tomorrow night. And is it figure banging week? I can't keep up.
We canceled this week, I think.
Yeah, we're going to go next week.
Okay.
So we're going to go off a week. It's going to be next week.
Next Thursday, though. Is it Thursday?
Yeah, it's got to be Thursday because we can't do it on Wednesday because we're recording.
Yeah. It's all screwed up. We'll figure it out.
I know. We'll figure it out. We'll post it in the group.
Okay, Brian, you want to run through the chat?
Sure. Fucking lot of people in the chat tonight, man.
Chat squad. They better be titty smacking that like button.
Oh, I think they are. But go ahead and do it again if you want.
Smack it once again.
All right. So we had. All right, here we go. Chat Wingenham was in there. We had KJ Smith, Masterpiece Ship Piece. That's Nick, for those who don't know. We had Deluxe, MP Collector was in there, BZ Fresh, Cabalta, Sunday Heat, Energon Addict. We had Chris G, EE Prime 20, Hurricane BX, Paul C. And we also had the Minifigure Collector in there, and Lord Shadowkeeper, John F., Primacon, Eric B. We had a new boy, We had Oh Yeah Mac Man was in there.
Wow, I never heard that guy. Oh yeah, yeah Mac Man.
And
it's a trap.
We had Jedi Mindset. We had Johnny Y, Rob M, Frogman 78, Jita was in there, Eddie Chi, we had Chuck, we had Patrick L, Soundwave Will. We had Jason Y, Craig R, Charles the Vendetta, Jason L, Mark 44 Prime, Jeez. Ralph Felt was in there, Anthony B, Catch 26, Russ the Muss, and Dolt Car Toys and Stuff. Damn. A lot of people.
Man, thank you guys for popping in.
Yeah, out. Definitely.
That's fucking incredible. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks everybody for rolling through. Live.
I don't break first. Like I said, Johnny Wad.
Dude, I wish that dude's name was Johnny Wad.
That'd be great.
I just found out a guy I knew that he got accused and convicted of some horrible stuff. Actually, just got it overturned because somebody lied on him. So.
Oh, shout out to fucking Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, it wasn't Kevin. It wasn't that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, let's do some. Where you at, Brian Brink?
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups and at Brinkalizer on Instagram, and getting ready to take my NyQuil. Hit that pillow, man.
Hope you get the feeling there.
Vitamin C, vitamin C. Pop the vitamin C, bro.
Oh, will do.
Jisk.
Yo, you guys can find me on Jisk, JiskOne and JBatron on Instagram and Facebook. I don't even know where you can find me anymore. I don't even use social media.
We don't either.
I had to think about it.
We have to think about you.
That's all right.
Dust?
Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the groups. Xbox Live, Dust Mites. YouTube, Dust Mites. You get where I'm going. Twitter. I'm back on the Twitter. And I ain't fucking doing a damn thing on that. Why do people use Twitter? I'm not a fan of Twitter, but whatever. Thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight.
Jay?
You can find me, VictorySaber77, everywhere, I guess. There you go.
Like a bad rash.
Yes, like a rash everywhere. That you need something for. Find me on Saturday's Plastic Fanatics. There you go.
I'm Pinkerton on Instagram. That's PNKR10. Christopher Adam Pinkerton on the good book, because that's what my mama named me. Crashbox Customs on your social media. That's going to do it for us tonight. Try to do your best to keep the spoilers off the internet, people. Mm. And if you're trying to avoid spoilers, may the force be with you.
Banhammer.
That's right. All right. Well, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. See you in the funny pages.
That's what we're going at with? See you in the funny pages?
Funny pages.
Yeah, sure. That's funny papers. It's funny papers.
Yeah. It's funny.
Peace shit.